We know very little. We know that these dogs have died under suspicious circumstances, and we'd like to make the public aware that all of these dogs have walked on both Tullen Strand and Rogie Walk prior to dying. So, you know, the guards are involved at the moment and there are other inquiries going on as well. And we're hoping between, you know, a few councillors, the guards and other people that we're going to be able to get to the bottom of this quickly and to safeguard any other future incidents, you know. So we're just asking people to be very aware of their dogs, and if they're walking in that area, to keep their dogs on a lead and to be aware of any suspicious objects lying about. If they do see something that looks suspicious, if they could, you know, handle it with care and maybe take it to the guards. The guards in Bundoran are very aware of the situation. And, you know, generally, if anybody has any other cases that are, you know, maybe they thought was an isolated incident and, you know, maybe it was an elderly dog and they didn't think too much about it, maybe being suspicious. But, you know, maybe if their dog was either vomiting, frothing at the mouth, panting heavily before dying, that this is possibly the cause. So if they could also make a complaint to the guards, that would be fantastic. So we're more aware of how many dogs have actually been died through this.
And indeed, in some other instances, people might be unaware that they are unintentionally poisoning dogs by putting different substances around particularly properties.
Absolutely. You know, like if I was to put poison in the middle of a forest and to kill wild cats, I'm not just going to kill wild cats. I'm going to kill the voles, the foxes, the badgers, the birds that eat those voles, you know, the et cetera, et cetera. It's like dominoes. You cannot lay poison and expect to target one particular species. And, you know, there's farms in that area, there's sheep in that area, cows, horses, domestic animals, wildlife, you know. So we're very concerned